And last night something happened that made me think about why it's so weird for me. Motherfucker, we were signifying, and motherfucker said, well, what about that burnt neck? And I never thought about, because nobody had ever said nothing. Because I thought I was the only one that noticed I was burnt up. Because the motherfucker just looked like saying, that was a strange tattoo. But this motherfucker said, it burnt up, motherfucker. And hair growing on it. Was you burnt? I mean, you know, real signifying. I don't know, like, there's so many, like, white people here. White people never came to see me till I burned up. I gotta tell you how I burned up, okay? I know y'all saying, okay, come on, tell us how you burned. You promise not to tell? See, I don't want this shit in National Enquirer now. Because, like, everybody know how I burn up in their mind. Everybody say, you know it either, yeah. Have you ever heard of a motherfucker burning up freebasing? Other than me? Now, wait a minute. If nobody else burn up freebasing, why do you think it happened to me? I did not burn up freebasing. I burn up because I quit freebasing. I lit my arm accidentally. Now here's how I really burn up. Now everybody know, my friends really know how it happened, okay? Usually before I go to bed, I have a little milk and cookies. No, I do, and one night I had that low-fat milk and that pasteurized shit, and I dipped my cookie in and the shit blew up. And it scared the shit out of me. Not the blowing up, but it caught on fire. And you know what? It is weird to catch on fire. I don't know if anybody else in here, you ever been just burned up? It is weird because you go, hey, I'm not in the fireplace. I am fucking burning up. Catching on fire is inspiring. They should use it for the Olympics. Because I did the 100-yard dash in about 4 or 6 in the underbrush. And you know something I noticed? When you run down the street on fire, people will move out of your way. Right? They don't fuck around. They get the fuck out your way. Except for one old drunk, right? He was doing, hey, buddy, can we get a light? Come on, pal, just slow up, okay? Just a little off the sleeve, what is it? And I got to the hospital. You can really tell when you fucked up when the doctor go, ah! Holy shit. Why don't we just get some coleslaw and serve this up? What is that? I was in the hospital. I had tubes and shit in my nose. IV in my arm. Steam was coming off my body. Brother come in, want an autograph.
Come on. Hey, Rich. Hey, bro. Say, Red, how about this last autograph?
But I thank God. I do. I say, thank you, God, for not burning my dick. Because people, a lot of people, strange people said, God was punishing you. No. If God wanted to punish my ass, he would have burnt my dick. When the fire hit, my dick went to work. But it's emergency! Piss, come, do something! Don't let the fire get to the balls! And my chest was hollering, help! And my dick said, fuck you, go for yourself! Spit! I'm protecting the balls! You know, in the hospital, you can tell when you fucked up, when your dick don't want to move. Your dick say, just let me lay someplace. No, don't move me, I don't. You sick in the motherfucker, Jack.
Nurses sit all on your face to give you the temperature, right?
Time into temperature, Mr. Pryor. Come on.
I don't know. I remember the first day my dick got hard, motherfucker sound like Al Jarreau in the wind. Like, the doctors are amazing, but there was a brother that works with the burn people. People that work with burn people amaze me. He goes, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, really, because they work with people be fucked up. And this man was great. His name was Larry Murphy. And he used to put me in these tanks where they have to wash you off. You know, because the first 3 days, your skin don't feel shit. So you feel like, it's fine. And Jim Brown was there with me every day, man. And it was like I got strength off of Jim because Jim never gets hurt. I mean, just fire jumped on Jim once. He said, hey. But this guy, Larry Murphy, would come in, kept talking to me every day, said, now we're going to wash you pretty soon, you know, we're going to put you in the tub. I said, yeah, man, come on, goddamn, yeah, in the tub. And we're going to wash you, you know, it's going to be, I said, yeah, motherfucker, in the tub, you're going to wash. What is you talking every day? What in the fuck? I said, this motherfucker weird. He come in talking shit, and he come in, I said, motherfucker, put me in the tub. I don't want to hear this shit no more. Just wash my ass, please. I'm going to Jim. What the fuck is he talking about, Jim? You think he's kind of... So they put me in this tub. He said, how do you feel? Is it nice? And I said, yeah, it's water, motherfucker. A few chemicals in it. I said, yeah. He said, here, feel that. I said, what is it? It's a sponge. It's a sponge, motherfucker. Why you wash my ass? So I just want you to feel it. I should have known. He said, it's a sponge, right? A sponge. I said, yeah, motherfucker, wash my ass. Motherfucker said, phew. I said, don't. Motherfucker said, I got to wash your ass. I said, no, you don't. But just let me get to know. Don't touch shit. Just your finger, fuck you, don't touch another motherfucking thing on me. I'm getting up, I'm gonna walk out this motherfucker now. I don't care if I do die, but you ain't gonna touch me with that motherfucking sponge no more. Please don't touch me with that sponge no more. That shit was funny now. It's nice to be able to laugh later. Because I was watching TV, man. I was all bandaged up, and they said I was going to die. They said, Richard Pryor died 5 minutes ago. No! No, sir, no! But I thank y'all for all the love you sent me. I mean that sincerely. Y'all did some nasty shit on my ass, too. Oh, I saw some of the jokes y'all was doing while I was fucked up, since you love me so much. Remember, this motherfucker take the match in you. Remember, what's that? Richard Pryor running down the street. I love y'all, too.
Thank you very much.